You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. To expand tracking of retail and wholesale prices of a broad range of commodities, the Department of Consumer Affairs will collect and monitor daily movement of wholesale and retail prices of 16 additional commodities, including brinjal, eggs, banana, spices, besides the existing 22 commodities, including rice, wheat, pulses, edible oil, and onion. An official said, quote, "By adding commodities, spices, including cumin seeds and black pepper, banana, brinjal, eggs, butter, and bajra into price monitoring, we have included the entire range of commodities consumed in the country," end quote. Food items which have been added to the list of those being monitored daily are bajra, jowar, ragi, suji, maida, besan, ghee, butter, pasteurized, brinjal, egg, black pepper, coriander, cumin seeds, red chilies, turmeric powder, and banana. Meanwhile, with cost financing fiscal deficit through sovereign gold bonds reaching unsustainable levels, the center will take a call on whether to go for fresh issuance of SGBs in end September, as outlined in the budget. The move is also in the wake of the sharp customs duty reduction in the budget, which made the policy of discouraging physical gold holding and imports redundant, sources said. An official said that it is one of the most expensive instruments to fund the fiscal deficit, adding that a call will be taken in September on whether fresh issuances this year would be necessary. This would also be keeping in mind the fact that the policy should benefit both the investors and the government. Over to Zomato's first quarter results. Zomato this week posted its fiscal first quarter earnings with profit at Rs. 253 crore, posting a growth of 12,550% in comparison to Rs. 2 crore recorded during the corresponding quarter of FY24. Q1 FY24 was the first quarter when Zomato had posted a quarterly net profit. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 4,206 crore, up 74.1% as against Rs. 2,416 crore during the same period of previous fiscal year. The food delivery platform posted gross order value growth across its B2C businesses, food delivery, quick commerce and going out, at Rs. 15,455 crore, up 53% year-on-year. Meanwhile, food delivery GOV grew by 27% on-year. Next up, Adani's first quarter results. Adani Enterprises this week recorded its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 1,454.50 crore, posting a growth of 115.8% in comparison to Rs. 673.93 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY24. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 25,472.40 crore, up 12.5% as against Rs. 22,644.47 crore reported during the same period of previous fiscal year. Driven by strong operational performance by ANIL ecosystem and airports, the company EBITDA stood at Rs. 3,705 crore, up 47% on-year. Gautam Adani, chairman, Adani Group said that Adani Enterprises Limited, AEL, is further expanding its position as India's leading business incubator and a global model in infrastructure development. In some more industry news, Blackstone Inc. has improved its offer for Haldiram's, the renowned Indian fast food chain, potentially paving the way for the private equity firm's entry into India's lucrative snacks market. The consortium of investors led by Blackstone is expected to bid around Rs. 40,000 crore for a 51% stake in Haldiram's. Sources familiar with the discussion said, this valuation would place Haldiram's worth between Rs. 70,000 and Rs. 78,000 crore. The final terms will depend on the results of the due diligence process. If completed, the deal would give Blackstone control over Haldiram's product business, with the firm receiving a perpetual license. Control over the restaurants and brand rights will remain with the Haldiram family. Moving on, under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, now road accident victims will get a free treatment worth Rs. 1.5 lakh. The ministry has formulated an initiated implementation on pilot basis in Chandigarh and Assam to provide cashless treatments to victims of road accidents caused by use of motor vehicle or any category of road, in collaboration with National Health Authority, Nitin Gadkari said in a written reply to the Rajya Sabha. Under the scheme, the eligible victims are administered health benefits packages relating to trauma and polytrauma care at empaneled hospitals under the ABPMJAY up to a maximum of Rs. 1.5 lakh for a maximum period of 7 days from date of accident. Lastly, on to money matters. PNB MetLife India Insurance Company has launched Bharat Manufacturing Fund, a new fund option within its unit-linked insurance plan category. Bharat Manufacturing Fund offers policyholders a unique opportunity to invest in India's thriving manufacturing sector and will be available at an initial unit price of Rs. 10 during the new fund launch period from August 1st to 15th, 2024. Customers can invest in the Bharat Manufacturing Fund through a variety of existing PNB MetLife ULIPs, including the PNB MetLife Goal Ensuring Multiplier, PNB MetLife Smart Platinum Plus and PNB MetLife Mera Wealth Plan. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.